Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Hunter Biden being compelled to go behind closed doors and answer questions from Republican lawmakers leading impeachment hearings into his father, the president. Republican House members continue seeking evidence that Joe Biden used his time as vice president under Obama to benefit his family financially. Hunter Biden's closed door testimony comes after he had pushed to offer it in an open congressional hearing. Republicans refused, insisting on the closed door setting. President Biden meeting at the White House with top leaders of both parties from Congress while there are just days remaining until another government shutdown deadline. There remain deep divides, specifically over the crafting of a workable border security and foreign aid spending bill. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said after the meeting,
"Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office."
Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson said, "An idea to deter illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S. must be made paramount before he or House Republicans will sign on to anything involving foreign aid.
The first priority of the country is our border and making sure it's secure."
Earlier, Speaker Johnson opposed a bill that would have allowed the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border if needed. With no measure to fund the government or extend current funding levels, a partial shutdown would start on Saturday at midnight Eastern. Parts of the Midwest under tornado watches and flood alerts early Wednesday as a storm front moves across the country. Areas of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky saw tornado watches posted Wednesday morning, while the Mid-Atlantic region, including Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., expected to see heavy rains and high wind. Apple is announcing plans to cancel its electric car project. Roughly 2,000 employees will be moved over to the Artificial Intelligence Division after 10 years of work on the EV. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
President Biden and former President Trump both notched primary election wins in Michigan Tuesday. On the Republican side, Trump defeated challenger Nikki Haley again after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. On the Democratic side, Biden notched the win. However, many Michigan Arab American voters turned in an uncommitted ballot as a protest vote to President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Some Republicans think President Biden's border visit this week is just a stunt.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz anticipates that if former President Donald Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration. He attributes the potential decline to the enforcement of existing laws by the Republican frontrunner.
USA's John Schaefer. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voicing his support for conducting a comprehensive Senate impeachment trial for the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, the Kentucky Republican expressed his belief a trial would be the optimal path forward. Earlier this month, the House voted to impeach Mayorkas, citing concerns regarding his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. In February, consumer confidence dropped. As reported by the Conference Board, it fell by nearly 4 points following 3 consecutive months of improvement. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And all this time you thought it was easy, huh? I'll tell you, the resistance continues. I mean, when you think about where this country is right now, I mean, we're so divided for obvious reasons. And to really get to the core and understand why, it's a bit of an exercise and one that you really have to be committed to, because you've got to get through a lot of the morass and the emotions of what brought us to this point. And at the very core of all this is that we have basically called time out on common sense, is the way I see it. Because time and again, when you deal with individual things, whether it's the border or energy policy or what's happening in Israel, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, China, you know, just go on down the list, it defies common sense. With us right now is the voice of common sense himself, Alex Newman. Alex, good morning. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
So is it just me, or am I a lunatic here, or, you know, is it just, you know, because that's one of the things that I hear time and again, Alex, from our audience and others that I speak with, is that, you know, what happened to, you know, common sense? Because this stuff is, you know, just with the empirical evidence, tradition, all that America has gone through for 247 years, you'd think we'd know better.
Yeah, you'd think so, Bill, but the problem is we are now 4, maybe 5 generations deep into this government indoctrination and dumbing down, masquerading as public education, and the consequences have been catastrophic, and it gets worse with every generation, and we are now almost in free fall with our population literally being dumbed down beyond what I think anybody can imagine. The federal government's own data shows that less than 1/3 of the victims of government school can even read or write or do math proficiently. And, you know, they can tell you all about gender. They can tell you all about the climate nonsense. They can tell you all about systematic oppression and white privilege, but they can't tell you what 2 plus 2 is. They can't tell you what that sign says. And of course, this is very deliberate. So, yeah, common sense is gone because it has been indoctrinated out of our people.
Yeah, and like you say, they can't even tell you the difference between a boy and a girl. They just refuse to accept the obvious. But, you know, your book, you know, which really, again, puts the educational industrial complex right on the target. You know, stop indoctrinating our children to death. Government schools, war on faith, family, and freedom. By the way, congratulations on this book. It seems that, you know, what was happening in the educational system, you know, what you were feeling and what many of us feel is just continuing torment over the idiocy of all places, our educational system.
Yeah, it is, Bill, and it's very deliberate. And what we did in the book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, is we showed the history of this, because there's this pervasive mythology, even among conservatives and a lot of Christians, that, well, there was some golden era of government education. Everybody's kind of got their own idea of when that was. You know, some people think it was when their grandparents went to school or whatever. But the reality is, the people who set up this system did so for a very specific purpose. And we know what the purpose was, because they told us. They left essays and books and scholarly articles, and they explained to us exactly what they were doing. They wanted to dump down the population and fundamentally transform America, and they knew that brainwashing our children was the way to do it.
Well, the golden age of education, if you want to look at it, to me, is let's go back to our great-great-grandparents and that little book, the New England Primer? A book of about 72 pages, which the kids at that time, I would dare say, learned more out of those 72 pages compared to all the books and the kind of craziness that's in the educational system, to your exact point. Because back then, the goal was to educate the people, not indoctrinate. And as you say, is that, you know, clearly they made it known, and meanwhile, we the people continue to elect people that supported, you know, the educational industrial complex that was progressing through the system. So here we are, you know, the fruit of our acquiescence to this movement is what we see today, where kids don't know the difference between man and woman. You know, reading measures are just, you know, in the tank. And, you know, our kids just aren't very smart, and especially for all the money that we've invested, all the taxpayer money, Alex, that we're investing, you know, for education to our kids. I mean, this is a lousy ROI on any business measure.
It's the worst possible ROI you can imagine, because it's not just destroying our money, right? Well over $1 trillion per year, not just being flushed down the toilet, but $1 trillion is being used to destroy our children, which by extension will destroy our communities, our companies, our churches, and ultimately our country. And, you know, I'm glad you brought out the New England Primer. Long before we ever had government schools or government education, Americans were the best educated people on the planet, the best educated people that had ever lived at any point in human history. And we did it all without one scintilla of government school. What happened was parents were buying tools like New England Primer, like the Blueback Speller. The Bible was the primary textbook. And these were people who, you know, by the time they were in the equivalent of what we call eighth grade today, they were light years ahead of the idiot PhDs who were graduating from our colleges and universities. And you can't even compare the two. These people had a well-rounded knowledge of history, theology, science, geography, mathematics. They had practical skills. They could build things. They could fix things. Today, we're graduating kids who couldn't do things even if they wanted to do things. So this is much worse than just wasting. We're wasting the minds of our children. We're shredding their hearts and their souls. And it is ultimately going to destroy our country if we don't get serious about fixing it.
Yeah, we weren't raising kids to plagiarize and get their PhDs through some sort of, you know, manipulative maneuver. You know, and the thing is, when you've got a president of Harvard exposed like this, it makes you wonder, okay, I mean, this is Harvard. They check the box, you know, and of course, this box-checking era that we're in, Alex, right now, I mean, it's so frustrating, and it's all being led by this current administration. I mean, you look at the current administration, I tell our audience all the time, and, I mean, if you're a guy, you wear a dress, you check a box, you're in the Biden administration. I mean, this is nonsense. You know, you're a Supreme Court justice because you don't know the difference between a man and a woman, and you check a box. You know, it's all about checking boxes here. And when is it that we've had enough? And the little kid on the street sees the king's naked and finally says, you know, with clarity, hey, I ain't seeing any clothes here. The king is butt naked here. When does that happen, Alex?
Well, if it doesn't happen soon, our country is doomed. So we have got to make sure it happens very soon.
Well, we're continuing to pay a dire price, and our kids are suffering at this. And then add on top of all this inefficiency, open up the borders, and now you've got an influx of kids that don't even speak the language that you are mandated by the federal government to instruct them at the expense of the taxpaying kids in the classroom. I mean, how is that going to help?
It's going to be a disaster, filed on top of a disaster. And our children are hard.
Well, we got to go to break. We've got more from Alex Newman on the other side.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent with an attitude, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Alex Newman, the New American Magazine Senior Editor, CEO of Liberty Sentinel, and the voice of common sense, as I said earlier. Alex, as you were saying earlier, The globalists have made it clear. And before them, we knew them as the progressives. They said, hey, here's what we're going to do. And I don't know if the country just thought they were joking or if we were just so busy, you know, dealing with life, depression, a couple of world wars. And meanwhile, they continue to march through the institutions, education and otherwise, you know, throughout our whole government, which they now have a stranglehold. And we're on, you know, we're on the verge of being, being captured by the World Economic Forum's agenda, you know, for this, for our country, the world, for that matter. And you point this out in your new book that's just been released, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. And you point out, I mean, you give us quite the research material and in trajectory of how all this happened. And I believe that people who read your book are going to be quite shocked in realizing, you know, how America's populace has been captured.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill, and you're absolutely right, too, about the manipulation and the deceit that was involved here. If you go back to the very beginning, I actually start the book with a guy called Robert Owen, who has been almost completely forgotten by history, but he was incredibly influential. And he was actually the first guy who seriously proposed that the government ought to educate children. This was in the early 1800s. He was a communist in the truest sense of the term. This was before Karl Marx, but he wanted to get rid of private property. He wanted to get rid of the family, and he built a commune to prove that these ideas were superior, and of course it failed. But he concluded not that communism was stupid, but that it didn't work because these children had been raised in a Christian environment and with an individualistic mindset, and that the solution was to have the government then educate the next generation. So he did a couple of things. He wrote some essays, some of which ended up in the hands of the Prussian ambassador, and so he implemented those in Prussia, created the first ever system of education of the state, by the state, and for the state. And he also created what a whistleblower later described as a secret society modeled on the Carbonari of Europe. It's an incredibly interesting story. This man who blew the whistle, his name was Orestes Brownson. He became a Catholic and felt bad about what he had done. He said that he had been organizing a big part of New York for this operation and that the goal was to get government involved in education and that the ultimate objective, and this is a direct quote, the ultimate objective was to destroy Christianity. So then Horace Mann, another progressive, imports the Prussian system in Massachusetts. He then travels the country preaching the good news of government education. And then it's picked up by John Dewey, an actual communist, a guy who loved the Soviet Union and especially their schools, weaponizes it further. And, the rest is history. That's how we ended up in the situation that we're in. And all this stuff is very well documented. We've got the primary source documents proving that this is what they said and this is what they believed. And yet, Americans were duped through a variety of different propaganda tools.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it has been quite the movement. And just like everything else, once they got their tentacles wrapped around the Treasury and in the bureaucracy, because at the core of all this, as you stated earlier, and this is so fundamental, they had to get rid of God. You know, so they have replaced God. You know, separation of church and state. This has been a step-by-step diabolical move to basically, you know, say, we'll let you have your God on Sunday. But when it comes to school, you know, you're going to bow your knee to the God of education, you know, public education. Right.
The story here is so fascinating. So I mentioned John Dewey earlier. Now, John Dewey got together with a few dozen of his buddies from academia, and they argued that they were inventing a new religion. They wrote something called the Humanist Manifesto. And to their credit, at least they were honest about it being a religion. It began with the very first tenet of the Humanist Manifesto was we believe the universe is self-existing and not created. Which, you know, it's a free country. You can believe any kind of silly thing you want to, but the Bible teaches in Genesis 1:1 that in the beginning, God created. Now, even if you're not a Bible-believing Christian, and I think you should be, but even if you're not, this has really important political implications as well. Our founding fathers said it was a self-evident truth that God created us, that God endowed us with inalienable rights. And so if you accept John Dewey's religion, well, you can't have God-given rights. So fast forward a few decades after they wrote this Humanist Manifesto, which is basically communism wrapped up in religious garb, the U.S. Supreme Court in 1962 and 1963, they banned the Bible and they banned prayer in public schools. And the justice who wrote the dissent, Justice Potter Stewart, he hit the nail on the head in dissent. He said what they've done here is not create a state of neutrality with respect to religion in the public schools. What they did was they established the religion of secularism, yes, which is exactly what Congress was prohibited from doing. So you're exactly right. They have been teaching our children a false religion. And if you think about it, this whole idea that man can be his own little God, we can decide for ourselves what's right and wrong, it's the oldest lie in the book. It's what Satan said in Genesis chapter 3, right? So we must stop this, but that's what's happening.
Well, and the thing is, here, compare the two religions. You know, God gives you wisdom and intellect, and you look at all that people in the name of Jesus, as you said earlier, historically in this country, because we were a Judeo-Christian founded nation, and you look at the innovation and things that have come up, this came out of people of faith. It didn't come out of the secular world. And so in that surrender, in that big exchange, just like in the Garden of Eden, when, you know, Satan questioned, did God really say, and our parents, our first parents, went along with it, and suddenly they became stupid. And this is, I mean, we somehow forget history, and we're not seeing how this alignment works, because the infrastructure, the way this world is designed by God, it operates in a certain way that he designed it. And so that when you are consistent and you're in alignment with how he developed and created this world, it goes smoother. You know, there's built-in boundaries. There's laws that come in. Laws as simple as the law of gravity, that there is no way these geniuses could come up with anything like this. But somehow they know better than God now, right? And they, or not, beyond that, they are, you know, like you said, self-proclaimed gods. So when you follow that religion, you're rendering yourself stupid because you're abandoning the core tentacles of what makes the world go round. Truthfully.
That's exactly right, Bill. And you know, the Bible has a lot to say on the subject of education. In Proverbs, it's written twice, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Exactly.
And it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so these government schools, what they've done by excluding truth, by excluding God and introducing this false religion and forcing us to support it with our taxes, they have eliminated wisdom and genuine knowledge. I mean, if you believe the Bible and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of knowledge, there's no way that a government indoctrination camp that refuses to even acknowledge God could possibly instill wisdom or knowledge in the minds of these children. And we know from Hosea 4:6 what happens, right? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's where we are right now. We are on the verge of destruction, and it all goes back to this so-called education system that has dumbed down, indoctrinated, and turned our children away from God and their families and their country for multiple generations.
Well, and here it is with our puny brains, you know, trying to come up with something. You also read in the Bible that man has his plans and God laughs. And I think that, yes, that God laughs, but he also sees that his people are being sold out. They're being misrepresented. He's being misrepresented. And, you know, just like in the, you know, the days of Noah, which you consider where we are right now, and there's a great new movie that's coming out in March right now that addresses this issue, because people have become very, you know, casual and just thinking, you know, that's an old fable, you know, when God came and judged the world and, you know, a flood came. They don't, you know, they disconnect from that because, you know, to your earlier premise, you know, when there's no God, well, there's no history of God. And I think that we're going to find ourselves in a lot of trouble, those who want to buy into that. Alex Newman, congratulations on the book, and thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as we go to NRB in Nashville, Tennessee to join up with Dawn Damon. Her book, The Making of a Brave-Hearted Woman, Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife. Dawn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you tackling this subject of being a brave-hearted woman.
I love this. Well, because we're all in this boat together. You know, women need brave-hearted men. And, and men need brave-hearted women, right?
Yes, you're so right. I couldn't have said it better. Exactly right. I was just telling a friend, she's in search of a brave-hearted man. I said, well, if you want a brave-hearted man, become a brave-hearted woman. You'll attract
Amen.
That man.
Exactly. Because like-minded people, it's interesting, you know, to your point, birds of a feather flock together, right?
Right on. That's exactly right. We become like those that we hang around with.
Yeah. So let's talk about making a brave-hearted woman. How did this come about for you?
Well, Bill, about 15 years ago, I really stumbled onto some powerful principles that changed my life. And the reason why I did is because I went through a very unwanted life transition. I was married for 28 years. And I was a pastor in the ministry, and my husband abandoned me. He really ran away from home. I didn't find him for 2 years.
Wow.
And so during that time, yes, now I'm 46, 47 years old, and it's like a clean slate. My life was just wiped. Everything that I knew was gone. And so there was this future that I had to face, and I was very fearful. I didn't know what to do next. I only knew that God was faithful, and he'd be with me. But I discovered some principles, and I really had to pull myself up out of a pit and say, okay, girl, you've got to become brave. You've reached midlife. You can't have a do-over, but you can start fresh from here and reinvent and go forward. And that's what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this has began to awaken in you this revelation of five fortitudes of transformation, right?
That's exactly right. Those are the things that I began to discover, that there was these five areas of my life that really needed to come under submission. And I wouldn't have identified it at the time, but as I started walking through it, I realized there were five things, and I give an acronym of BRAVE, if I could just share those real quick. The
yes,
BRAVE
please.
Stands, yeah, B, bold vision. If you see nothing for your future, you can expect nothing. So to live your best life, I really discovered I need a vision from God. Without a vision, people perish. Without a vision, mm-hmm. I'm going to perish. And so
right.
I had to believe that God had greatness in store for me. So I spent time with God to get a vision. What? Put your dream for my life in my heart, God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the R, real identity. I had to discover who I really was, because I had identity theft. I had identity crisis. Who am I now if I'm not a wife, a mom, a pastor, a ministry leader? And so the most important element of personal development and growth is your identity. How do you define yourself? Do you know who you authentically are? Are you living your dream or someone else's? Are you people-pleasing or are you God-pleaser?
So then I
moved to the A in our acronym of BRAVE, and that is able mindset. I love the quote from Henry Ford. He said, those who think they can and those who think they can't are both right.
Right, exactly. I love
right?
that. Yes.
So I had to have an able mindset. I had to be like Joshua and Cable. We be able. I am able. Mm. I can do this.
Right.
And
exactly.
Get out of the victim mindset, right? Let it go. Forgive. Release it. And take 100% responsibility for your life. I'm not saying it was my fault, although I'm sure I contributed, but I'm saying it's my responsibility now to decide what kind of life am I going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the V in BRAVE is virtuous talk, and that's our fourth element. So how is your self-talk? You know, faith comes by hearing, and so what was I hearing myself saying? Was I complaining? Was I sharing my burden with others? Was I in self-pity, or was my self-talk powerful and uplifting? Was my spirit finding comfort by being with myself? You know, we're with ourselves 24/7. Are you a good friend to you? And so I had to learn how to just
like that.
Have some.
I like that.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
And so like David, you know, the king, the psalmist say, why so downcast, oh my soul? So there's times I had to call myself out like, okay, Dawn, stop with that negative talk. What you're focusing on, what you bring about, you think about. So let's switch the script. And then finally, lastly, in BRAVE is excellent habits. So what was I doing on a daily basis? Was it leading me towards a victorious life, or was it keeping me stuck in a rut? You know, show me your habits and I can predict your future. So success is really simply powerful habits bringing you to your desired destiny. So that's what I did, Bill. I started incorporating those five things in my life, and everything changed for me.
Wow, this is brilliant. I love this. Did you kind of feel like this dropped upon you? You know, it was a download directly from the Holy Spirit. I mean, because this is brilliant. This is really good stuff, Dawn.
Mm.
I mean, you know,
thank
brave,
you.
You know, that you have that bold vision, identity, the real identity, your God-given identity, able mindset, you know, that really comes from God, not of your own power. Ultimately, is that you look to God because He says that you're able to do that. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And
yes.
Virtuous talk, I mean, the self-talk, I mean, is so destructive, you know, the things that we say to ourselves, you know, because sometimes I find myself, I go, you know, whose side am I on after all? I mean, it's like I'm siding with Satan himself and going, okay,
exactly.
God, I'm going to set you aside and I'm going to be on Satan's side here. It's like, really? I mean, you know,
right.
it's kind of like the deal, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, the Super Bowl, that, you know, you had 124 million people watching the Super Bowl, right? And I love the idea. I know some people were a little critical of it, but that's okay, because people of faith, sometimes we go into our flesh and we get critical about stuff. But that was
sure.
that campaign, Jesus Gets Us, Jesus Gets Me.
Yeah.
And but
yeah.
I thought, that, okay, at least it puts it out there, you know. And the Babylon Bee boys, they came out with their response, and they said, Satan gets me. And you know, I thought, wow,
yeah.
is that so true? I know they're trying to be, you know, satirical about it,
oh.
but that is true. Satan gets us, you know?
Yes. Yes, and he knows what works. He knows what our triggers are. He's been hanging around for a long time. He even knows our generational weaknesses based on our family before us and our life patterns. And so, yes, we have to be wiser than the serpent of old. And that wisdom comes from God, of course. And also cooperating with the Holy Spirit in self-reflection. Like, okay, God, where am I allowing this access? Where am I allowing the enemy to get me? And oftentimes it's coming right through our thoughts and through our words, and that's creating behavior, and beliefs produce results. So you can look at the results of your life and go, ooh, somewhere I have some faulty thinking here. Let me align myself with God and get on the straight path, right?
Yeah, close the door to the evil one. You don't need to answer, you know, when the evil one knocks. You can send Jesus. Jesus will answer that call for you.
Amen.
You know, and Dawn, for you now, God has, after your post midlife turn here, and he's given you a new vision. Okay. You're now the founder CEO of Bravehearted Woman Coaching. We've got about a minute and a half left. Tell us about that, how people can get involved and be blessed with all the things that you're doing and how God's using you.
Yes, thank you so much. So the quick answer to that is midlife women do need to be brave. We are now entering a new phase of life. We're not taking care of children. We maybe have our empty nest. We need to show up for ourselves in powerful ways and say, my most significant season is still ahead of me. I'm not going to quit on me, my dreams, and I'm not going to quit on God. God, use my life. Let me be wrung out. Let me die empty. And having finished everything down to the last detail, what you called me to do. And so I do coaching. I have a podcast for women. We have a Facebook group where we have a little community. Well, it's a growing community of midlife women who say, hey, Dawn, be a midlife midwife. Help me birth my future.
So, oh, wow. Very cool. I love that.
Right. And you can find me at all the usual suspects, but I love the link tree. So it's linktr.ee/DawnDamonLive.
Well, check it out. And, of course, the book available at all the usual places, The Making of a Brave-Hearted Woman, Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife. Dawn Damon has been our guest. Dawn, thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. God bless you, too.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Just, just having fun. Because that's what it's all about. You know, just having a good time and enjoying the great guests that we have for you. Destiny Yarbrough is going to be up in just a few moments. She is the host of a new Christian woman's talk show with our good friend Dr. Alveda King. It airs on WATC. It is called The Vision. So we're here to catch up with her and her ministry, and also her involvement with the movie The Last Evangelist. Destiny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you today.
Hey, I was watching a video you did with your husband. What a great testimony. I mean, here's this guy. He comes to your home to help you move. You're going through a divorce. And little did you know, God had plans for you too.
Yeah.
It's like your name. It's like your name, Destiny, right?
That's right.
The poor guy, he didn't even have a shot.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but what a great story, and for your husband too. Again, we're encouraged because God does not give up on us. He's in the redeeming business, and that's eternal, isn't it?
That is right. Mm. And, you know, the word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Mm. And so we are saying so.
Yes.
In this hour.
Yeah, exactly. And especially this hour. Tell us about about your talk show, The Vision.
Yeah, you know, Alveda had God gave her the vision for The Vision about 10 years ago, her and Day Gardner. Mm-hmm. And they did one pilot episode, and it just sat and went to the wayside. And then here we go, 10 years later, she felt the Lord telling her to pick it up and put it back in the airwaves. And so she and I are co-producing it together, and I'm thankful that she trusts me and that we have a good relationship, and we are co-producing. We have hosts that have joined us, Jay Gardner, Katie Holmes, Charita Lovelace, myself, Ginger Howard, and Alveda. So it's a great group.
Well, give us an idea. I mean, what topics are you tackling and the basic format of the vision?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. So our first four episodes that we just shot, Lance Wallnow was one of our first guests to help us kick off the head of the year. He spoke with us. We all spoke about the seven mountains, but there's actually an eighth mountain, and that is the mountain of God. So we touched on that, which was very educational for our listeners and viewers. I feel that we carry very rich content. It's very authentic. We had another person, Catherine Davis, come on to speak on the topic of abortion. Mm-hmm. We had Eartha Sims, who came on to speak about your purpose with young people, the next generation, speaking into their lives. And then we had Clint Day, who is the founder of the Days Inn Hotel. So he spoke on business and family, and just been really such a blessing.
So basically, you're very contemporary. I mean, you're dealing with relatable topics and answering, you know, the questions that your viewers have and that people have, and with a biblical worldview, knowing Dr. Alveda King as I do, it is all, you know, couched in a biblical worldview, right?
Yes, it is. You know, we know in the spiritual realm, it's not so much about politics. It's really what's happening in the spiritual realm, the spiritual aspect of things.
Right.
And so we really touch on everything. You know, we feel that it's very important as we are on the airwaves to take back the airwaves, but we pray that people through the television screen can get healed, saved, set free, delivered from topics that we're speaking on. We're very passionate about that.
Well, Destiny, you guys are so spot on in this because, as we know, at any level of maturity, you understand that it happens in the spiritual first before it's manifest in the physical, and that is the root of the problem. This is a spiritual issue that we're dealing with. And, of course, when you have a culture that purposely turns its back on God and says that truth is relevant, your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, I mean, we end up on a slippery slide. And look what's happened to this country since those days. And this has been going on. Some people want to look to the mid-60s. I say going back to, the start of the 20th century. It seemed like Darwin, when Darwinism came into play, that really kind of opened the door to these evil spirits to be given a portal to come in and enter into our society. And what we've seen since then was, this new God and this new theology that was coming into play. You know, our God versus their God. At first, nobody heeded it because they thought, well, how ridiculous, you know, because so many people believed in God, they thought that it wouldn't happen. But as some had said, this was going to be a slow and deliberate progressive march through the institutions of our culture, including, you know, the church, every aspect of our government. And here we are in 2024, and, all hell's breaking loose. And
You're right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And, I'm so happy you're speaking on that topic, because now we're having to deal with AI. You know, that is like creeping up on us. It is already here. You're spot on.
You see, because it's all the state of chaos and confusion that you enter in when you depart from God, and you're going to be vulnerable to all these things. As the book of Hebrews points out, that we must be mature Christians. And this is, I believe, a call. And what God's been placing on my heart, and I've shared it with, you know, several people here, Destiny, is that we have to be real serious about our faith. The times call for it. The time for milk toast, toe in the water type Christianity, you're going to get pulverized. You're going to be vulnerable and run over. You need to be mature, as the book of Hebrews says, as I was mentioning, so that you would know the difference between good and evil. Because what's happening right now, Destiny, good is evil, evil's good, and everybody's kumbaya in this culture and going to hell. And we need to save as many souls for the kingdom as possible and do what God's commanded us to do, right?
That's right. And, you know, the time is now. The time is now. Mm-hmm. And God is doing a new thing. You know, God takes us higher and higher, and we're going into new realms. And as he takes us higher and higher, you know, the word talks about in Revelation how we go from faith to faith. Mm-hmm. And we do. We have to be very cognizant. You know, we have to be kingdom-minded because the things of this world will pull us back in mm-hmm. or try to pull us back.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the bus here. Okay, we don't want you missing the bus, right?
Amen.
So, and the thing is we all need each other. This is codependency in a spiritual sense, you know, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, watching each other, caring for one another, and making sure that we don't leave any Christian, any soul behind, right?
That's right, especially our family members and our loved
Amen.
Ones. You
exactly.
Know,
yeah.
God may send us on an assignment to a hospital of a family member, and their blood is on our hands. If we have the opportunity and he has sent us into that hospital room, it is our duty as a citizen of heaven to ask that person, you know, do you know where you're going to go if you were to pass tomorrow and to bring them into, you know, the things of God.
And it's amazing when you ask that question. I know some Christians are hesitant to ask that question, and they're kind of shocked when they get an answer. You know, because it really, it triggers people at such a soul level, and it's so profound that, you know, very rarely, Destiny, I don't know about you, but very rarely when that question is asked, do I get a casual response. It's such a profound question, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, God will speak through us, to us, and for us. And mm-hmm. when the anointing is on you, there is no denying. And what does the word say? The anointing is what destroys the yoke.
Exactly. Destiny Yarbrough, you're a delight. You bless me, and you bless our audience. Thank you so much.
Where can people
be in touch with all things that involve the vision and your projects that you're involved with in your ministry?
Yeah, so for our television show, they can go to the VisionTVShow.com, and for my ministry, they can go to www.destinyx.tv.
There it is, Destiny Yarbrough. Thank you, Destiny. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.